This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Hospital Radio for Northumberland and North Tyneside.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
I've seen quite a few dramas, reviews and films in my lifetime where angels suddenly appear to shepherds when Jesus was born. But none of them were quite like a recent film I've just seen called Why the Nativity. It gave me goosebumps. A hooded stranger reveals his face to the shepherds. He's an angel and his face grows brighter and brighter until he's surrounded by a thousand stars of light. For me, it highlighted the message of the angels that the light of the world had at last come to the darkness, to illuminate it as never before. The film is really worth seeing. It was made, I would imagine, at considerable cost, but has been offered free in cinemas across the country. It can be now viewed online and it's worth seeing. So my first choice of song this morning is all about that light coming into the world, and it's called The Light of the World, sung here by Kathy Burton.
The light of the world made history begin, spoke time into being, caused planets to spin, flung galaxies wide through infinite space to sing of his splendor and fathomless grace. The light of the world now shone as a man and walked through the valleys he'd carved with his hands, a servant to those he breathed into life. He felt our injustice and shared in our strife. Come, come, daughters and sons, look to the light of the world. Sing, sing praises to him. Simply believe you will receive mercy and love without measure.
The story of this visitation by the angels is told in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 8 to 20, and it's action-packed. We touched on it last week, but let's look more closely at it today, shall we? Verse 8 begins, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night." If we imagine shepherds to be dim-witted and dull way back then, we'd be wrong. These ordinary people had keen and lively minds. Their knowledge about management, protection, and the breeding of their animals would have been passed down from father to son. Shepherds knew the best feeding grounds, the lie of the land. They could read the weather and see when the seasons were changing character. This way of life was everything to them. There was very little that a higher education could have taught them about their craft. Here, like most working-class men, they would have taken great pride in their work. They would have been watchful and brave. They were often trusted with other people's sheep as well as their own flock. So why did God choose rough shepherds to be the first guests of the newborn king? Perhaps it was because they were alert and not too busy to listen. Here are some former pupils of mine singing Shepherds on a Hillside. Pupils of Central Middle School.
Shepherds on a hillside, close beside the town, all alone and silent, saw a light come down, heard a sound of singing, saw a heavenly sight.
Verse 9 goes on to say, "An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified." So suddenly these men were shocked and fearful, way out of their comfort zone. They were tough enough to endure fluctuating temperatures and brave enough to take on the fiercest of wild animals, lions and bears. But when this one angel appeared to them, they were terrified. For here was something that had never happened to them before, an extraordinary event which was supernatural. But then they were told not to be afraid. When God spoke to kings and prophets in the past, he usually began with words of reassurance, saying, "Take comfort, I'm here, do not be afraid." There are some lovely words in our next song, words from Isaiah chapter 40, made even more beautiful in a song by Celtic Thunder. The words say, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins."
Comfort ye,
the angel said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Now the shepherds' ears would certainly have pricked up at the mention of the word Messiah. This was the Jewish nation's long-held hope for the salvation of the world. All Jews believed prophecies that the Messiah would arrive one day to set them free. The fact that he had arrived was tremendous news. But how would they know exactly where he was? The angels had told them that they would find this baby in the town of Bethlehem. But beyond that, where were they to look? Where would we look if someone said to us, "Get yourselves up to Newcastle, you'll find a baby there"? But the angel gave them a clue as to where to look. They would find the baby lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. So they knew to look for a newborn baby in a lowly place, and a manger would be the sign. Let's listen to a version of In the Bleak Midwinter, sung by Susan Boyle.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow. In the bleak midwinter, long ago, our God and cannot hold him, nor earth sustain. Heaven and earth shall flee away when he comes to
moment, more angels appeared and they all sang praise to God. Verse 13 to 14 says, "Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests.'" Oh, that we could have heard that angel choir sing. The nearest I've ever come to it was at a charismatic day of renewal when the entire congregation began singing in the Spirit, in tongues, giving their voices to God freely and spontaneously, beginning and ending perfectly together. And what a glorious sound it was. I wonder which music you've experienced that has thrilled you and lifted your heart. Why not seek it out and let it speak to you again? Shall we listen to Josh Groban's unusual version of It Came Upon a Midnight Clear?
It came upon upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Still through the cloven skies they come with peaceful wings unfurled.
Verse 15 has this to say: when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." I imagine that when the angels left the shepherds, before they even spoke one word, there would have been a perfect moment of silence and wonder as they turned to stare at one another with wide eyes. Perfect silence at a moment like that can say so much. So too here with the shepherds. But then, after that, there would have been a scrambling, a mad dash to do what the angels had told them to do. "What are we standing here for? Let's go and see for ourselves this child. The Messiah has been born." You can sense their excitement. But then they did something which was totally out of character for shepherds. It shows the reality of their experience, for they actually left their sheep behind and ran. Surely they must have left someone in charge, but who would have wanted to stay behind? I certainly wouldn't. Let's listen to Maddie Pryor singing, "Unto Us a Boy Is Born."
Unto us a boy is born, King of all creation. Came he to our world, fall on the Lord of every nation. Cradled in a stall was he, with sleepy cows and asses, but the very beast could see that he all men surpassed. Herod then with fear was filled, a prince he said in jury, all the little boys he killed at Bethlehem in his fury.
Verse 16 tells us, "So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger." You see, the shepherds would have known Bethlehem inside out. It was their local town, and which places would have had shelters for animals. And they found him where the angels said he would be, lying there wrapped in swaddling clothes, a newborn in an animal feeding trough. Unbelievable. No royal palace, no crown, but a king for all, high and low. Let's listen to another song from My Christmas Story called Jesus, Lamb of God.
Jesus, Lamb of God, Jesus, Mary's Son, we worship you.
Verse 17 says, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. It seems that these shepherds were in no hurry to return to their sheep. This precious news was by far more important. But they did return according to verse 19, glorifying and praising God for everything they'd seen and heard, which Luke adds was exactly as they'd been told. How perfect. Verse 19 tells us, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Let's end our thoughts today with a prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the simple but life-changing message of your love for us. And as we look to the future and face the challenges and uncertainties of the new year, fill us with your holy peace, the peace which passes all understanding and keeps our hearts and minds close to you. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. And so the bells of 2023 will ring out now in the form of one of the most joyful of all Christmas carols, expertly sung here by Libra. It's called Ding Dong Merrily on High. Get ready to join in with the Gloria chorus. That's all we have time for. It's goodbye from everyone and from Andrew here. And we both like to wish you all Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Bye for now.